live from the Poly Market Studio in L.A. It's the Young Turks.
At the Democrat National Convention, Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country?
All obsessing about the Democrat Party. It's the new messaging. I don't understand. Can you explain that to me? I don't understand why they're all going with that.
They do not.
And by the way, America. His slogan was "Make America Great Again." In other words, it's crappy.
Nation that must be punished for its sins. Our opponents say that redemption for you can only come from giving power to them. This is a tired anthem spoken by every repressive movement throughout history. But in this country, we don't look to career politicians for salvation. In America, we don't turn to government to restore our souls. We put our faith in Almighty God.
As the plague upon our society, I think that he's sitting up there going, guys, are you ever going to learn a lesson? Look at the plague I just sent you. Don't make me do it again.
He is the destroyer of America's jobs. And if given the chance, he will be the destroyer of American greatness. For 47 years, Joe Biden took the donations of blue collar workers, gave them hugs and even kisses.
At least he didn't crap.
That was good. That was good. But.
And told them
if they don't want it. That was Trump.
And then he flew back to Washington and voted to ship our jobs to China and many other distant lands. Joe Biden spent his entire career outsourcing their dreams and the dreams of American workers, offshoring their jobs, opening their borders, and sending their sons and daughters to fight in endless foreign wars, wars that never ended. 4 years ago, I ran for president because I could not watch this betrayal of our country any longer. I could not sit by as career politicians let other countries take advantage of us on trade, borders, foreign policy, and national defense. Our NATO partners, as an example, were very far behind in their defense payments. But at my strong urging, they agreed to pay $130 billion more a year, the first time in over 20 years that they upped their payments. And this $130 billion will ultimately go to $400 billion a year. And Secretary General Stoltenberg, who heads NATO, was amazed after watching for so many years and said that President Trump did what no one else was able to do. Thank you. From the moment I left my former life behind, and it was a good life, I have done nothing but fight for you. I did what our political establishment never expected and could never forgive, breaking the cardinal rule of Washington politics. I kept my promise.
I don't know what they're referring to. What promise did he keep? He didn't build a wall. He didn't make Mexico pay for it. There is no universal health care coverage, which he promised. There's almost nothing that he promised. There's 20 million jobs lost, nothing.
I mean, notice how he's pushing this ending the wars thing only now that he's back on the campaign trail. He didn't do anything about that. But look at how these leftist ideas, now he's using them.
I very simply said America first. Yeah. Well, thank you. Days after taking office, we shocked the Washington establishment and withdrew from the last administration's job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership. I then immediately...
These are all progressive ideas he steals on the campaign trail. And the Democrats totally let him. Idiots. They're total idiots. We'll talk
and
more.
And Ivanka did it too. Ivanka did it too.
Climate yep. Court. And secured for the first time American energy independence.
Look, I don't love it because it actually involves more fracking, more drilling, but actually that was accomplished under Obama. Again, he's lying about it.
We passed record-setting tax and regulation cuts at a rate nobody had ever seen before. Within
That's
three
true.
Short years, we built the strongest economy in the history of the world. Washington insiders asked me not to stand up to China. They pleaded with me to let China continue stealing our jobs, ripping us off, and robbing our country blind. But I kept my word to the American people. We took the toughest, boldest, strongest, and hardest hitting action against China in American history by far.
Politicians asked you, pleaded with you to let China keep ripping us off, really?
Earlier this year, I ended the NAFTA nightmare and signed the brand new US-Mexico-Canada agreement into law. And right now, auto companies and others are building their plants and factories in America, not firing their employees and not deserting us for other countries. In perhaps no area did the Washington specialists
believe it or not
harder to stop us than on my policy of pro-American immigration. But I refuse to back down, and today America's borders are more secure than ever before.
He had more immigrants coming in with no papers, no documentation than under Obama. None of it worked. In fact, it drew, the quote unquote tougher he was on Central American countries, the more immigrants came into our country.
Asylum fraud. Took down human traffickers who prey on women and children. And we have deported 20,000 gang members and 500,000 criminal aliens.
Several times that he wished Ghislaine Maxwell well. She was a human trafficker. And he's like, well, I wish her well. That's because they were really good friends. He was really good friends with a human trafficker.
Complete. And it is working beyond our wildest expectations. We are joined this evening by members of the Border Patrol Union representing our country's courageous border agents. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you. Brave, brave people.
Being back from Portland, Oregon, where they were arresting people illegally in unmarked cars and unmarked uniforms. So thank you for taking time out of your illegal activities, nowhere near the border, to come attend my propaganda speech instead. I'll just use you for all the things you're not intended for.
Well, at least we know their faces now.
Yeah.
Our law enforcement. They do. They really do.
Yeah, you know, black people, that's when we love our law enforcement the most.
When I learned that the Tennessee Valley Authority laid off hundreds of American workers and force them to train their lower paid foreign replacement. I promptly removed the chairman of the board, and now those talented American workers have been rehired and are back providing power to Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Virginia.
I fired the chair of the Tennessee Valley Authority and I renamed it the Trump Valley Authority, made it much better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been through a lot. Thank you very much. Last month, I took on Big Pharma. You think that's easy?
It's not.
And signed orders that will massively lower the cost of your prescription drugs and give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures. We passed the decades long awaited right to try. We also passed VA accountability and VA choice. Our great veterans, we're taking care of our veterans. 91% approval rating this month, the VA, given by our veterans. First time anything like that's ever happened. By the end of my first term, we will have approved more than 300 federal judges, including two great new Supreme Court justices.
He'll probably, if he wins, he could probably get to approve a couple more justices. Then it could be 7-3 on the Supreme Court and irreversible for decades.
Reform, prison reform, opportunity zones, and long-term funding of historically black colleges and universities. And before the China virus came in, produced the best unemployment numbers for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans ever recorded.
So he's trying to score points with minorities there, talking about historically black colleges and universities, which he never talked about before until they realized they need some percentage of the black vote. But even as he's doing that, he can't help but be racist. He's like, because of the China virus, we had problems with the African American and Latino jobs.
Also, Kamala Harris went to an HBCU, I believe, so I hope that she talks about this more publicly a little bit.
Yep.
And I have done more in 3 years for the black community than Joe Biden has done in 47 years. And when I'm reelected, the best is yet to come.
Biden on his record on criminal justice and how he has treated African Americans. Unfortunately, that is true. We told you not to pick him. They're like, no, but they'll call him Bernie a socialist. They're calling Biden a socialist anyway. All right. Is your team because of his record on the black community? Come on, get off of it. To none of you. You also chanted when he was talking about how we got to have police rule the streets, which is code word for kick black people's asses. So make up your.
Republicans wanted the tough on crime bill to be more draconian when Biden passed it in 94. It's so stupid.
Was in total chaos. ISIS was rampaging. Iran was on the rise. And the war in Afghanistan had no end in sight. I withdrew from the terrible one-sided Iran nuclear deal. Unlike many presidents before me, I kept my promise, recognized Israel's true capital, and moved our embassy to Jerusalem.
You know,
yay, apartheid, we love it.
Right. You know, evangelicals are so funny, and that's his core. Nothing gets more applause than this line. In his speech and Ivanka's speech, they're like, yeah, moving Israel's capital. What a rando thing to get excited about. That's because they want the end of the world anyway.
Rather than spending $1 billion on a new building as planned, we took an already owned existing building in a better location. Real estate deal, right? And opened it at a cost of less than $500,000. Many things like that that government is doing right now. We also recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And this month we achieved the first Middle East peace deal in 25 years. Thank you to UAE. Thank you to Israel. In addition, we obliterated 100% of the ISIS caliphate and killed its founder and leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Then in a separate operation, we eliminated the world's number one terrorist by far, Qasem Soleimani. Unlike previous administrations, I have kept America out of new wars, and our troops are coming home. We have spent nearly $2.5 trillion on completely rebuilding our military, which was very badly depleted when I took office, as you know. This includes three separate pay raises for our great warriors. We also launched the Space Force, the first new branch of the United States military since the Air Force was created almost 75 years ago. We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the last 47 years. Biden's record is a shameful roll call of the most catastrophic betrayals and blunders in our lifetime. He has spent his entire career on the wrong side of history. Biden voted for the NAFTA disaster, the single worst trade deal ever enacted. He supported China's entry into the World Trade Organization, one of the greatest economic disasters of all time. After those Biden calamities, the United States lost 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs. We laid off workers in Michigan, Ohio, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and many other states. They didn't want to hear Biden's hollow words of empathy. They wanted their jobs back. As vice president, he supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a death sentence for the U.S. auto industry. He backed the horrendous South Korea trade deal, which took many jobs from our country and which I've reversed and made a great deal for our country. He repeatedly supported mass amnesty for illegal immigrants. He voted for the Iraq War. He opposed the mission to take out Osama bin Laden. He opposed killing Soleimani. He oversaw the rise of ISIS and cheered the rise of China as a positive development for America and the world, some positive development. That's why China supports Joe Biden and desperately wants him to win. I can tell you that upon very good information. China would own our country if Joe Biden got elected. Unlike Biden, I will hold them fully accountable for the tragedy that they caused all over the world. In recent months, our nation and the world has been hit by the once in a century pandemic that China allowed to spread around the globe. They could have stopped it, but they allowed it to come out. We are grateful to be joined tonight by several of our incredible nurses and first responders. Please stand and accept our profound thanks and gratitude.
It's frustrating to co-opt aggressive policies, but at least he has enough sense to do that, whereas the idiot corporate Democrats let him get away with all this. Loved
ones to this horrible disease. As one nation, we mourn, we grieve, and we hold in our hearts forever the memories of all of those lives that have been so tragically taken, so unnecessary. In their honor, we will unite. In their memory, we will overcome. And when the China virus hit, we launched the largest national mobilization since World War II. Invoking the Defense Production Act, we produced the world's largest supply of ventilators. Not a single American who has needed a ventilator has been denied a ventilator, which is a miracle. Good job heading the task force by our great vice president. Thank you very much, Mark. Please stand up.
We forgot Pence was heading the so-called task force because Trump co-opted the press conferences. Then we never heard from Pence again. It was either Fauci or Trump. Who remembers that Pence had anything to do with it? By the way, we did have the ventilators, that's correct. But we didn't have masks or tests in nearly enough time.
Seniors, we rush supplies, testing kits, and personal to nursing homes. We gave everything you can possibly give, and we're still giving it because we're taking care of our senior citizens. The Army Corps of Engineers built fields
better than almost any country.
Our great hospital ships. We developed from scratch the largest and most advanced testing system anywhere in the world. America has tested more than every country in Europe put together and more than every nation in the Western Hemisphere combined. Think of that. We have conducted 40 million more tests than the next closest nation, which is India. We developed a wide array of effective treatments, including a
that can't be true. Treatment.
There's no way that's true. It's
convalescent plasma. You saw that on Sunday night when we announced it. That will save thousands and thousands of lives. Thanks to advances, we have pioneered the fatality rate. And you look at it and you look at the numbers, it has been reduced by 80% since April, 80%. The United States has-
With over 175,000 dead, we're running out of people to die, that's why.
European Union's case fatality rate is nearly three times higher than ours, but you don't hear that. They don't write about that. They don't want to write about that. They don't want you to know those things. Altogether,
it's pretty sick to be bragging about 30% fatality rates comparatively like this.
Than the United States. That. We enacted the largest package of financial relief in American history. Thanks to our Paycheck Protection Program, we have saved or supported more than 50 million American jobs. That's one of the reasons that we're advancing so rapidly with our economy. Great job. As a result, we have seen the smallest economic contraction of any major Western nation, and we are recovering at a much faster rate than anybody. Over the past 3 months, we have gained over 9 million jobs, and that's a record in the history of our country. Unfortunately, from the beginning, our opponents have shown themselves capable of nothing but a partisan ability to criticize. When I took bold action to issue a travel ban on China, very early indeed, Joe Biden called it hysterical and xenophobic. And then I introduced a ban on Europe very early again. If we had listened to Joe, hundreds of thousands more Americans would have died. Instead of following the science, Joe Biden wants to inflict a painful shutdown on the entire country. His shutdown would inflict unthinkable and lasting harm on our nation's children, families, and citizens of all backgrounds. The cost of the Biden shutdown would be measured in increased drug overdoses, depression, alcohol addiction, suicides, heart attacks, economic devastation, job loss, and much more. Joe Biden's plan is not a solution to the virus, but rather it's a surrender to the virus.
Yeah, you surrendered to the virus. You didn't bother fighting it at all. It's the exact opposite of what's true.
Science, the facts, and the data. We are aggressively sheltering those at highest risk, especially the elderly, while allowing lower risk Americans to safely return to work and to school. And we want to see so many of those great states be opened by Democrats. We want them to be open. They have to be open. They have to get back to work. They have to get back to
barely applaud that.
Most importantly, we are marshaling America's scientific genius to produce a vaccine in record time. Under Operation Warp Speed, we have three different vaccines in the final stage of trials. Right now, years ahead of what has been achieved before. Nobody thought it could ever be done this fast. Normally, it would be years, and we did it in a matter of a few months. We're producing them in advance so that hundreds of millions of doses will be quickly available. We will have a safe and effective vaccine this year, and together we will crush the virus.
It wasn't your responsibility at all. You dished it off to the states. Who is the we in producing the virus? Multinational corporations are working on it all across the world. That has nothing to do with Trump.
The most extreme set of proposals ever put forward by a major party nominee. Joe Biden may claim he is an ally of the light, but when it comes to his agenda, Biden wants to keep us completely in the dark. He doesn't have a clue. He has pledged a $4 trillion tax hike on almost all American families, which will totally collapse our rapidly improving economy. And once again, record stock markets that we have right now will also collapse. That means your 401ks, that means all of the stocks that you have. On the other hand, just as I did in my first term, I will cut taxes even further for hardworking moms and dads. I will not raise taxes, I will cut them. And we will also provide tax credits to bring jobs out of China back to America, and we will impose tariffs on any company that leaves America to produce jobs overseas.
Listen, hardworking moms and dads who all happen to work in Wall Street, just a coincidence.
Sometime, if you've noticed. Joe Biden's agenda is made in China. My agenda is made in the USA.
Got our first singer.
But not his MAGA hats. They're made in China.
Nah. In policy, by the way. Oh no, Russiagate. Oh no. You can't say that about beloved Trump. You can say it about Biden all day long being controlled by China. Hey, where's all the leftists who are saying ChinaGate?
Shale and natural gas laying waste to the economies of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Colorado, and New Mexico, destroying those states, absolutely destroying those states and others. Millions of jobs will be lost and energy prices will soar. These same policies led to crippling power outages in California just last week. Everybody saw that. Tremendous power outage. Nobody's seen anything like it, but we saw that last week in California. How can Joe Biden claim to be an ally of the light when his own
party can't even keep the lights on?
Joe Biden's campaign has even published a 110-page policy platform. You can't get away from this. Co-authored with far-left Senator Crazy Bernie Sanders. The Biden-Bernie manifesto calls for suspending all removals of illegal aliens, implementing nationwide catch and release, and providing illegal aliens with free taxpayer-funded lawyers. Everybody gets a lawyer. Come on over to our country. Everybody has a lawyer. We have a lawyer for you. That's what we need, is more lawyers. Joe Biden recently raises...
Without lawyers. Because he doesn't believe in our legal system, our criminal justice system.
Yeah, but when he's extemporaneous like that, he's good.
Your health care dollars to illegal immigrants, which is going to bring massive number of immigrants into our country. Massive numbers will pour into our country in order to get all of the goodies that they want to give, education, health care, everything. He also supports deadly sanctuary cities that protect criminal aliens. He promised to end national security travel bans from jihadist nations, and he pledged to increase refugee admissions by 700%. This is in the manifesto. The Biden plan would eliminate America's borders in the middle of a global pandemic. And he's even talking about taking the wall down. How about that?
Well.
Biden also vowed to oppose school choice and close all charter schools, ripping away the ladder of opportunity for Black and Hispanic children. In a second term, I will expand charter schools and provide school choice to every family in America.
Public school and make sure they don't have enough funding, and that all of Betsy DeVos's friends and business partners can get even richer, so she could have 20 yachts instead of 10.
Respect that they deserve. Great people. Great, great people. Joe Biden claims he has empathy for the vulnerable, yet the party he leads supports the extreme late-term abortion of defenseless babies right up until the moment of birth.
That's not true.
Leaders talk about it's just moral not moral decency, but they have no problem with stopping a baby's beating heart in the ninth month of pregnancy. Democrat politicians refuse to
not
protect
true.
Innocent life, and then they lecture us about morality and saving America's soul. Tonight, we proudly declare that all children, born and unborn, have a God-given right to life.
A right to life, people, evangelicals, you know what a son of a bitch I am. But just vote for me anyway, because abortion.
The Democrat convention, the words "under God" were removed from the Pledge of Allegiance.
Not true.
Not once, but twice.
Not
you
true.
You will never do that. But the fact is, this is where they're coming from. Like it or not, this is where they're coming from. If the left gains power, they will demolish the suburbs, confiscate your guns, and appoint justices who will wipe away your Second Amendment and other constitutional freedoms. Biden is a Trojan horse for socialism. If Joe Biden doesn't have the strength to stand up to wild-eyed Marxists like Bernie Sanders and his fellow radicals, and there are many, we see them all the time, it's incredible actually, then how is he ever going to stand up for you? He's not. The most dangerous aspect of the Biden platform is the attack on public safety. The Biden-Bernie manifesto calls for abolishing cash bail, immediately releasing 400,000 criminals onto the streets and into your neighborhoods. When asked if he supports cutting police funding, Joe Biden replied, "Yes, absolutely." When Congresswoman Ilhan
Omar
called the Minneapolis Police Department a cancer that is rotten to the root, Biden wouldn't disavow her support and reject her endorsement. He proudly displayed it shortly.
Great, more vile hatred towards Ilhan Omar. Love it, thank you so much. Just what the world needs.
No mistake, if you give power to Joe Biden, the radical left will defund police departments all across America. They will pass federal legislation to reduce law enforcement nationwide. They will make every city look like Democrat-run Portland, Oregon. No one will be safe in Biden's America. My administration will always stand with the men and women of law enforcement.
You know, he keeps making these references to riots and it's out of control, as if Biden's president now. You're the president now.
Risk their lives to keep us safe. And every year, many sacrifice their lives in the line of duty.
Is he over his time?
Americans was Detective Miostas Familia. She was part of a team of American heroes called the NYPD, or New York's finest, who I was very, very proud to get their endorsement just the other day. Great people, great, great people. They were allowed to do their job, you'd have no crime in New York. Rudy Giuliani knows that better than anybody. Thank you, Rudy.
Crime was higher under Giuliani. It's gone steadily down.
Was on duty in her vehicle when she was ambushed just after midnight and murdered by a monster who hated her purely for wearing the badge. Detective Familia was a single mom, she recently asked, for the night shift so she could spend more time with her kids. 2 years ago, I stood in front of the US Capitol alongside those beautiful children and held their grandmother's hand as they mourned their terrible loss. And we honored Detective Familia's extraordinary life. It was extraordinary. Detective Familia's three children are with us this evening, Genesis, Peter, Delilah. We are so grateful to have you here tonight. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I hate the way that they take advantage of these tragedies. And almost always, and a lot of times just to minority families, and then they use them as props for their agenda to target minorities. Trump wants to bring back stop and frisk, which over 90% of the time applies to minorities. So it's sick.
In our memories forever. We must remember that the overwhelming majority of police officers in this country, and that's the overwhelming majority, are noble, courageous, and honorable. We have to give law enforcement, our police, back their power. They are afraid to act. They are afraid to lose their pension. They are afraid to lose their jobs. And by being afraid, they are not able to do the job that they so desperately want to do for you. And those who suffer most are the great people who they protect and who they want to protect at an even higher level. When there is police misconduct, the justice system must hold wrongdoers fully and completely accountable, and it will. But when we can never have a situation where things are going on as they are today, we must never allow mob rule. We can never allow mob rule. In the strongest possible terms, the Republican Party.
I'm in fact in favor of mob rule, Cenk, and I think it's in the Democratic platform.
Democrat run cities all. Like Kenosha, Minneapolis, Portland, Chicago, and New York, and many others, Democrat-run. There is violence and danger in the streets of many Democrat-run cities throughout America. This problem could easily be fixed if they wanted to. Just call. We're ready to go in. We'll take care of your problem in a matter of hours. Just call. We have to wait for the call. It's too bad we have to, but we have to wait for the call. We must always have law and order. All federal crimes are being investigated, prosecuted, and punished to the fullest extent of the law. When the anarchists started ripping down our statues and monuments right outside, I signed an order immediately, 10 years in prison, and it was a miracle. It all stopped. No more statues.
This is the free speech guy. It was the statue thing, not flag burning.
Let's go home. During their convention, Joe Biden and his supporters remained completely silent about the rioters and criminals spreading mayhem in Democrat-run cities. They never even mentioned it during their entire convention. Never once mentioned. Now they're starting to mention it because their poll numbers are going down like a rock in water. It's too late, Joe. In the face of left-wing anarchy and mayhem in Minneapolis, Chicago, and other cities, Joe Biden's campaign did not condemn it. They donated to it. At least 13 members of Joe Biden's campaign staff donated to a fund to bail out vandals, arsonists, anarchists, looters, and rioters from jail. Here tonight is the grieving family of retired police captain David Dorn, a 38-year veteran of the St. Louis Police Department, a great man and a highly respected man by all. In June, Captain Dorn was shot and killed as he tried to protect his store from rioters and looters, or as the Democrats would call them, peaceful protesters. They call them peaceful protesters. We're honored to be joined tonight by his wonderful wife, Ann, and beloved family members, Brian and Kaylin. To each of you, we will never forget the heroic legacy of Captain David Dorn. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Poll numbers saying that hitting the Democrats on the protests and riots is working. That's why they've gone overboard on it. And Trump, as usual, couldn't help but say the poll number part out loud.
If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that is up to them. But I, as your president, will not be a part of it. The Republican Party will remain the voice of the patriotic heroes who keep America safe and salute the American flag.
I don't know if it's going to move people in the suburbs. I don't know if they have polling that I haven't seen yet, but it sounds like they have polling showing him that he's terrible on empathy, but this hitting the protesters is working. Democrat-run
cities. The top 10 most dangerous cities in the country are run by Democrats and have been for many decades. Thousands more African Americans are victims of violent crime in these communities. Joe Biden and the left ignore these American victims. I never will. If the radical left takes power, they will apply their disastrous policies to every city, town, and suburb in America. Just imagine if the so-called peaceful demonstrators in the streets were in charge of every lever of power in the U.S. government. Just think of that. Liberal politicians claim to be concerned about the strength of American institutions. But who exactly is attacking them? Who is hiring the radical professors, judges, and prosecutors? Who is trying to abolish immigration enforcement and establish speech codes designed to muzzle dissent? In every case, the attacks on American institutions are being waged by radical left. Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. That's what's happening. And it's been going on from before I even got elected.
Trump wants to make sure that white right wingers continue to have more power in this country than anyone else. And so that is the wrong thing to do, and he does stand for that.
We must reclaim our independence from the left's repressive mandates. Americans are exhausted trying to keep up with the latest lists of approved words and phrases and the ever more restrictive political decrees. Many things have a different name now, and the rules are constantly changing. The goal of cancel culture is to make decent Americans live in fear of being fired, expelled, shamed, humiliated, and driven from society as we know it. The far left wants to coerce you into saying what you know to be false and scare you out of saying what you know to be true. Very sad. But on November 3rd, you can send them a very thundering message they will never forget. Thank you. Thank you, Ronnie.
Started.
Joe Biden is weak. He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage. These same liberals want to eliminate school choice while they enroll their children in the finest private schools in the land. They want to open our borders while living in Waldorf compounds and communities in the best neighborhoods in the world. They want to defund the police while they have armed guards for themselves. This November, we must turn the page forever on this failed political class. The fact is, I'm here. What's the name of that building? But I'll say it differently. The fact is, we're here and they're not.
And owning the libs here for, hey, it's this, what he's doing is a violation of the Hatch Act. You're not supposed to use the White House for political purposes. This is the biggest violation of the Hatch Act in American history. It's illegal, and he's bragging about it. Ha, 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 we did something illegal again, law and order.
It really is like, it's brazen to say an us versus them statement like that when you're the president standing in front of the White House. It's really
over the next 4 years,
unbelievable.
America into the manufacturing superpower of the world. We will expand opportunity zones. Thank you, Tim Scott. Bring home our medical supply chains, and we will end our resilience. For bad things, we will go right after China. We will not rely on them one bit. We're taking our business out of China. We are bringing it home. We want our business to come home. We will continue to reduce taxes and regulations at levels not seen before. We will create 10 million jobs in the next 10 months. And it'll be higher than that. We will hire more police, increase penalties for assaults on law enforcement, and surge federal prosecutors into high crime communities. We will ban deadly sanctuary cities and ensure that federal health care is protected for American citizens, not for illegal aliens. We will have strong borders. And I've said for years, without borders, we don't have a country. Don't have a country. Strike down terrorists who threaten our people and keep America out of endless and costly foreign wars. We will appoint prosecutors.
It's gone. The country's gone. We won't have one.
In enforcing the law, not enforcing their own political agenda. which is illegal.
We will ensure this guy talking about enforcing the law. That's rich.
Of every race, religion, color, and creed. We will uphold your religious liberty and defend your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
All the religions. This is the guy who called for a total and utter ban on Muslims. Now he's like, we will protect all the religious freedoms of all the religions. Total liar.
And if we don't win, your Second Amendment doesn't have a chance. I can tell you that. I have totally protected it. We will protect Medicare and Social Security. We will always and very strongly protect patients with pre-existing conditions. And that is a pledge from the entire Republican Party. Thank you, Kevin.
David, destroy Medicare and Social Security for as long as I've been covering politics, for 25 years and then before that as well. Total, utter lie.
Of prescription drugs and health insurance premiums, they're coming way down. We will greatly expand energy development, continuing to remain the number one in the world and keep America energy independent.
He's got to wrap this up. Got to wrap this up.
4 more minutes. For God's sake, stop talking.
That in a long time. We will win the race to 5G and build the world's best cyber and missile defense, already under construction. We will fully restore patriotic education to our schools and always protect. We will always, always protect free speech on college campuses.
I disagree with, you know, I believe in free speech, unless you're actually saying mean things about me on Twitter. I went to the courts about that.
Free speech. Colleges have to pay a tremendous, tremendous financial penalty. And again, it's amazing how open they've been lately. We will launch a new age of American ambition in space. America will land the first woman on the moon, and the United States will be the first nation to plant its beautiful flag on Mars. This is the unifying national agenda that will bring our country together. So tonight I say to all Americans, this is the most important election in the history of our country. There has never been such a difference between two parties or two individuals in ideology, philosophy, or vision.
He said this exact thing already.
Yeah. Our opponents believe that America is a depraved nation. We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
All the way to Election Day, so that Biden cannot campaign. He's just going to keep talking. This speech is not going to end until November 3rd. That's the plan.
Speech codes and soul-crushing conformity. We are not a nation of timid spirits. We are a nation of fierce, proud, and independent American patriots. We're a nation of pilgrims, pioneers, adventurers, explorers, and trailblazers who refuse to be tied down, held back, or in any way reined in. Americans
like this,
steel in their spines, grit in their souls, and fire in their hearts. There is no one like us on earth. I want every child in America to know that you are part of the most exciting and incredible adventure in human history. No matter where your family comes from, no matter your background in America, anyone can rise. With hard work, devotion, and drive, you can reach any goal and achieve every ambition. Our American ancestors sailed across the perilous ocean to build a new life on a new continent. They braved the freezing winters, crossed the raging rivers, scaled the rocky peaks, trekked the dangerous forests, and worked from dawn till dusk. These pioneers didn't have money, they didn't have fame, but they had each other. They loved their families, they loved their country, and they loved their God. When opportunity beckoned, they picked up their Bibles, packed up their belongings, climbed into their covered wagons, and set out west for the next adventure. Ranchers and miners, cowboys and sheriffs, farmers and settlers, they pressed on past the Mississippi to stake a claim in the wild frontier. Legends were born. Wyatt Earp, Annie Oakley, Davy Crockett, and Buffalo Bill. Americans built their beautiful homesteads on the open range. Soon they had churches and communities, then towns, and with time, great centers of industry and commerce. That is who they were.
Industry.
Americans build their future. We don't tear down our past. We are the nation.
Why are we talking about this speech is exhausting. Okay, I'll be your Huckleberry. Just end the speech.
Millions into freedom. We laid down the railroads, built the great ships, raised up the skyscrapers, revolutionized industry, and sparked millions of scientific discovery. We set the trends in art and music, radio and film, sport and literature. And we did it all with style and confidence and flair, because that is who we are. Whenever our way of life was threatened, our heroes answered the call. From Yorktown to Gettysburg, from Normandy to Iwo Jima, American patriots raced into cannon blasts, bullets, and bayonets to rescue American liberty. They had no fear, but America didn't stop there. We looked into the sky and kept pressing onward. We built a 6 million-pound rocket and launched it thousands of miles into space. We did it so that two brave patriots could stand tall and salute our wondrous American flag planted on the face of the moon. For America, nothing is impossible. Over the next 40 years,
ending speech,
we will prove worthy of this magnificent legacy. We will reach stunning new heights, and we will show that the world, for America, there is a dream, and it is not beyond your reach. Together we are unstoppable. Together we are unbeatable, because together we are the proud citizens of the United States of America.
Running out of all gas, all steam, he could barely talk anymore. Mercy, mercy, four more seconds, end the speech.
Safer. We will make America stronger. We will make America prouder, and we will make America greater than ever before. I am very, very proud to be the nominee of the Republican Party. I love you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For God's sake, end it. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so look, guys, we were supposed to end the show 5 minutes ago with a public show. We got a post game coming up for you guys. Now we're gonna have to reverse the entire order because the guy took 7 hours to speak. By the end, he was like, "And Iwo Jima and Wyatt Earp." Okay, as the whole nation was. It's kind of like a microcosm of his term. Just running out of gas. All right, but anyway, we're gonna do an analysis of the entire Trump speech. and Ivanka's speech and the entire RNC. But we gotta do it for the members because we're past time. TYT.com/join. Or you could become a YouTube channel member by just hitting the join button below. And guys, don't forget, TYT.com/go is what powers this show now. So we really need it so we can do nights like tonight. But I'm not gonna let you guys go until we do two things, okay? So I was gonna give you guys the Rebellion Pack ad that is killer against Joe Kennedy at the end, but I'm gonna give it to you now because I want everybody to be able to see it before we go into members only. And I want to give shout outs to all the wonderful people who just joined. Like I said, without you guys, we don't have anything. With you guys, we can do anything. We need to grow and we need to get bigger so we can win elections and give them the radical left that they're actually worried about or pretend exists. All right, anyway, David M. Patton, these are all members that just joined up. Alana Moan, Yancy Yance, Aaron Erbstoster, Rainbow, RD, Alana Moan again, Cheryl Christine Upgrade, Jackstar Bowen Upgrade. Upgrade allows you to get post game, that's really important. Factual DJ joined, David Johnson upgraded, JM Jara 85, Rail Calvin, The Scholar 33 upgraded, The Original Mess, Michelle, you guys are all the best. We make this possible. Cesar Ravello, I just saw joined. So thank you guys. That membership is what makes Young Turks possible. So you guys had so many wonderful YouTube super chats. I wish I could read them all. I did already read them, so thank you for communicating with us. You make this show better and stronger when you do that. I wish I could read them to everybody, but we're obviously out of time because Trump's speech took 6 hours. So anyway, but before we go, I gotta show you what just happened today because I promised it to you earlier. So as some of you might know, Nancy Pelosi came out and supported Joe Kennedy against a sitting Democratic incumbent senator, Ed Markey. Now that violates every rule she claimed to have, but she said she did it because Markey insulted the Kennedy dynasty and she couldn't bear that. Now that's not true. The reason she did it is twofold. Joe Kennedy raised $5 million and they love that corporate money, and that's why they want him to have as much power as possible. And the second reason she did it is because she can't stand progressives or the Green New Deal. So when Markey said he's co-sponsoring the Green New Deal in the Senate, every corporate Democrat, especially Nancy Pelosi, wanted to take him out. So this is what they're doing. They're giant hypocrites. Well, part of the reason we formed Rebellion Pack, or almost the entire reason we formed Rebellion Pack, was so that we could have progressives fight back. Well, they have money, now we have money, thanks to you guys. By the way, helptherebellion.com so that we could run this ad in Massachusetts before the race is over, and we got more ads coming. So, but I want you guys to see the ad. So this is in relation to the Kennedy's so-called dynasty versus Markey's plan. So here's the new Rebellion Pack ad that's gonna be running all over Massachusetts.
Serve with his father, and I serve with his second cousin, Patrick.
Second cousin, Patrick? This is not a persuasive reason to vote for someone, Miss Pelosi. Jeb Bush's dad and brother were presidents.
That wasn't a reason to vote for him.
Please clap.
Meghan McCain's dad ran for president.
Why would you vote for me? You're out.
Doesn't mean she should. The point is, being related to someone is not a job qualification. You gotta earn it.
Bloody peasant! Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that?
In Boston, we don't bow down to kings. We throw their crap in the harbor. But enough about Patrick's second cousin. Let's talk about Ed Markey.
I'm Ed Markey.
Didn't have a family name to lean on. His dad was a milkman and union leader. Ed drove an ice cream truck to pay for college. He spent 37 years in the House and the last 7 in the Senate on unions, healthcare, climate change, jobs, racial justice, everything working class people care about. He's with us. I'm voting for Ed Markey. He's not royalty. He's one of us. Vote Ed. Rebellion Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Here comes the rebellion. So look, that's a minute long version that's already up on digital. The more we get from you guys, the more we run in Massachusetts. I love that line of, in Boston, we don't bow down to kings. We throw that crap in a harbor. Let's go get him. HelpTheRebellion.com. We're going to do a 30-second version if we raise enough money and put it on TV. HelpTheRebellion.com right now. Go, let's go get him, okay? That is a super tight race. If we can make a difference in that race, it would be amazing. Ed Markey fought for us. He fought for the Green New Deal, and now we got to fight for him, okay? That's how it works. HelpTheRebellion.com. Let's go get it. All right, guys. We got so much analysis coming up for you right now. For all of you who are YouTube channel members at the $4.99 level, or for all of you that are members on our website, tyt.com/join. We're gonna do the Trump analysis speech, the Ivanka Trump, and the RNC overall. And again, please, tyt.com/go. That powers us. We absolutely need that. Love you guys. And for all the members, we'll see you in 1 minute.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.